When we talk about why you use informal supports, again, look at your handout on informal supports and the Bruns, Walker, and others 2014 article for both the theoretical and the research basis for this. We know that informal supports directly and indirectly influence parent, child, and family functioning. You could look to the entire risk and resiliency literature, looking at Michael Rutter's work, at Seligman's most recent work on positive development, as well as the developmental assets literature, and all of which has been discussed in the last couple of weeks. Lucille Eber and her colleagues also emphasize that wraparound utilizes natural supports to the greatest extent possible, ensuring that the priorities are fully embraced by the children and families, and that the services and supports are practical and effective. Having informal supports in your life helps to make things better. They are more likely to be sustained after formal services end, especially if they're integrated into the existing plans. They can bring added value to your formal interventions, which in turn enhance the effectiveness of those supports. The Walker and Matarese 2011 article speaks to this with regard to enhancing the family's capacity to be self-efficacious and empowered. It's the second route that they proposed, which complements the primary route of treatment, both of which contribute to youth and families reaching their goals. These informal supports are most likely tied to the child and family's strengths.